This is the Nonprofit Spotlight, and we're joined today with Logan Green from Groundworks. Welcome, Logan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Could you tell our listeners about Groundworks?
Groundworks is a 501c3 nonprofit that was started in 2019 that is really focused on youth-driven music and arts here in Tucson. In fact, that's our mission, promoting the youth-driven arts community here in town. We provide a facility for music and a gallery for art. We provide an education center and just a community space for people to bring their ideas specifically to promote youth, but not exclusively to.
Could we speak to the vision of the organization?
I was inspired by a lot of the things that have been around in Tucson in the past, like the DPC and Scrappies and organizations like that. But it's been a while since something like that has really existed in town. And when they do exist, sometimes it's hard to get them at all sustainable. So for me, it's about providing a long-term space where youth are welcome. It's not about selling beers or making money some other way. It's really about promoting what youth are already doing and trying to encourage more to get involved.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the programs that you have?
One of the big hurdles, as I'm sure everybody has been going through over the last year and a half, is COVID-19. We've really transitioned everything to a virtual model. And on our website, groundworkstucson.com, you can check out the actual virtual tour of our current facility. We created some virtual social clubs for youth around the arts so that they could kind of hang out in a non-academic environment during the pandemic. We also are working towards a couple really cool events this fall that will be back to in-person, including a big in-person grand opening in November, as well as a fall carnival.
That's going to be at the new location?
Correct. Yeah. We're in the process right now of moving from our Broadway Tucson location, which we've been in now for a year and a half, to a location at 2919 East Grant. And so our next two big public events are going to be in November, assuming this construction and build out of this new space goes well.
Is there going to be like fun and games?
Or? Sure, yeah. We have an all-volunteer staff, and many of them are youth. And part of our team that does our arts programming had this idea this summer of creating a what we're calling like a fall carnival. And that's going to include booths and games like carnival style. It'll have live music and arts, and we'll have a little art market as part of it as well. And then it'll also include things like food trucks and other kind of events and different vendors that we can have to come out and get the word out about our space and our programming, but also really, again, trying to make everything really youth focused. We can actually promote a lot of youth artists and musicians through something like this. Being a family friendly event too, bringing out lots of different people of all backgrounds.
How can people support you and how can people get in touch with you at Groundworks?
We are always looking for volunteers who want to help actually get things going here. We're still in this kind of new organization phase. Even though we've now been around, we had a 2-year anniversary. We did a big live stream in May. We still feel that we're kind of in this startup phase because the pandemic's gotten our way and now we have to move again and we haven't really hit our kind of foundation yet. So we're still looking for volunteers who want to help out in that kind of really creative development way, or people who just want to kind of, they have a free weekend and they want to come and help out with our build out or something like that. And that would be all through groundworkstucson.com. We have a volunteer page on our website that people can check out there. We also accept donations, of course. We're a nonprofit. You know, our revenue, a lot of it comes from community support and community donations and that sort of thing. And you can donate through our website as well. We're also hoping to get more and more youth involved too. So, you know, beyond just adults listening right now, we are looking out for youth musicians and artists to feature. So if you know people and you want to send them our way, that's our mission. And that's what we want to kind of, the people we want to get involved with the space.
Logan, thank you so much for your time today. It was wonderful to be able to discuss Groundworks and all the good work you're doing in the community.
I love talking to KXCI and I love listening to KXCI, so I appreciate you.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.